We're here at Marketing Showcase in Brighton, and I'm with Michael, who works for Brighton & Hove Buses. Is that how I say it properly?
Yes, yeah. So I'm the marketing manager for Brighton & Hove Buses, but we also operate Metrobus in West Sussex, Brighton City Sightseeing, Eastbourne Sightseeing, and Spirit of Sussex Coaches as well. So we all operate under Go Ahead Group.
And how long have you worked for them?
About 4 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 years.
Are you the only marketing member? Have you got a team?
No, we have a team. So we have like a head of department, head of marketing communications, and then we have a team of sort of brand communications, marketing officers, and designers as well, graphic designers.
Amazing. And now I remember I sent you some questions talking about marketing strategy for perception change, which I'm sure is what it's all about at the moment. So I wanted to know, how do you approach changing like ingrained perceptions of a career like bus driving, who we think, you know, in the old days were just men, big men with glasses, yeah. How I imagine our bus drivers being. What specific content strategies have proven most effective in attracting diverse applicants, such as younger people and women?
Yeah, so obviously it's really relevant to bus driving, which has historically had a stereotype. I mean, we all have stereotypes, certainly, for any kind of career. I think the key thing has been representation. So if we're looking to recruit more women bus drivers or more young people, is seeing themselves reflected in the marketing that we do. And as a team, we also believe that people like deserve high quality marketing. So standing out above all other local marketing so that people are aware of basically the myths and the realities of bus driving. So for example, that's a great salary that people might not know, the flexibility of the role, the fact that it's a real community-driven job. A lot of bus drivers will say that one of the big things that they love about the job is that no day is the same. They get to help people. They have their regulars that say hello. And these are all part of what make the job wonderful, but people wouldn't know that. So we then have the task of turning what is essentially job ads or just recruiting into storytelling, really. It becomes about telling the stories of real bus drivers. And since I started 4 years ago and on, we've done so many recruitment campaigns now. We have used real bus drivers in our ads every single time.
Oh, wow.
So all of the ads that we do, all of the key characters, they're all bus drivers.
And we all learn from, I mean, case studies and recommendations, and that's how we learn from the real people. We don't want a fake bus driver talking about it, do we?
Yes, exactly. And I think what as a team we've tried to do is tell the stories behind the bus driver. And we've tried to tailor our marketing content around the bus drivers that we're using, and again, represent a diverse range of people that are driving our bus, again, to challenge those perceptions that people might have about what the job is, not just about who drives a bus, about what the job entails and how it makes you feel. Like if you do a little exercise and put yourself in the driving seat of a bus, that is a big machine that you're operating and you are responsible for the day. So it's also something that makes you feel very empowered and cool. You know, it's actually a very cool thing to do. And I think that perception change is all in the way in which we communicate with potential applicants. There's also quite a historic sort of trend, really, of recruiting drivers. So it makes sense if you want new bus drivers, you'll look at people who are HGV drivers or delivery drivers or taxi drivers. If you've been drivers before, we'll reach out to you and see if you want to drive a bus. Whereas actually, what we've done over the last sort of 4 years or so is like shift that perception. So rather than looking at people who are driving, look at people who are good with people. So people who work in customer-facing roles or hospitality or retail, and say, the training to drive a bus is sort of a separate part of it. We can do that. If you've got a license, we'll train you to drive a bus. This is that I use a bookie for it. And then so we get that we're tapping into this new pool of applicants that we weren't before, which is, I think, why we've seen such high levels of applications over the last few years.
And what platforms do you use to recruit?
So many, and it differs from campaign to campaign. So what we've tried to move away from is these broad spread campaigns where you throw them out on every channel and be more bespoke and use interest targeting to target people where they are with content that they like. For example, we worked with a local video agency called Shoot to Kill, and we produced a video ad based around gaming. So it was called Level Up. The idea was that our driver, Kaylee, was sitting playing PlayStation. She's selecting her character, but she's selecting the career. She chooses bus driver and she whooshes into the game, and it's about, and then she's training and she levels up. She's driving a bus. So this kind of content appeals to gamers. So we're able to then target on platforms like TikTok and Reddit and Meta, with people with in-game retro interests or gaming interests, with content that they like. And we see the application numbers just spike. I think doing more interest-based targeting has been a real success for us.
And of course, I need to talk about your launch of your electric buses, because that's completely new as well and gets a different audience as well. So I've done my research with new routes like the 1X and 3X. How do you strategize the rollout of major service updates? Because that's huge.
Yeah.
And how do you like leverage that new chapter to strengthen the overall brand? What do you do when it comes? It's so big.
It's really big. And the first thing to note on these kind of routes is that they change lives. I mean, we see this a lot. Like, if the 1X is a really good example of a route that, if you can get from Port Slade to the hospital in a much quicker time, for people that work at the hospital, that saved them an hour of their day that they get back. So, and we've had so many comments. So it's about amplifying what these routes are doing for the city. It's not just another bus route. They're providing vital connections to people that are working. These connections are, for some people, a lifeline. You know, this is how they get to work. This is how they see their friends and family. And for us, it's about making sure, firstly, we usually do a free launch campaign, so making sure that as many people as possible are aware that the route is coming, where it's going to be. And that is a mix of, it's a 360 campaign, so it's a mix of out of home, so people are seeing our campaign materials everywhere. It's hitting them on digital, wherever they're going to be, so that's real geo-targeting on social media. And then a launch event to make some noise and generate some PR. So we've done this with both of those launches that you mentioned, for example. And so, much like any marketing team, we start with a brainstorm. What is this route about? How do we promote it? So the 1X was all about speed. It was really, you know, not speeding. it was about a quicker commute, a quicker journey. So we partnered with Sally Gunnell, who came along, who's a local, and she's a bus user as well, just to add that speed connection. And so we had an event outside Churchill Square where she was racing a week around the bus to find gold medals, just to sort of to tell that story, really, because these buses aren't just another service. They have a story. They're doing something for the city, the community. And the electric buses is another example of that. That's telling a story of our move towards net zero and our sustainability goals, which are hugely important in everything we do. And so we partnered with Frighten and Hope Museums. Mm-hmm. So we're showcasing a video there that has the history of our liveries and Brighton Hope buses there that you can see, and our new video ad as well that showcases the buses. And again, the current buses are just on the Route 7 at the moment, so that's one of our busiest routes. However, you know, over time they will roll out. But it's not just a story for people who are living on the Route 7, it's a story for everyone in Brighton and Hove, because we are their local bus service and they need to be part of our journey. Forgive the pun.
No, it's a great pun. So today here, a marketing showcase, what are you looking for to improve marketing?
I think for me, I just wanted to experience what people are doing in the world of AI. It's a it's a buzzword at the moment. It's changing our industry. It's no one can avoid it. It's there. So I want to know how people are using it, what tools are available. And I guess an important thing to note is we are, as we've discussed, a company with net zero goals. Sustainability is a big part of what we do. AI, it currently in many forms, it's not sustainable. It uses a lot of water and energy. Yep. So we have to balance, keeping up with marketing trends and tools and making sure we've got our finger on the pulse, but equally that we're upholding those net zero targets, because we can't just introduce electric buses into our city and say we are moving towards net zero. We also have to be sustainable. Everything else we'll do behind the scenes, whether that's using, recycled paper and sustainable materials for merchandise and all that kind of stuff. Every facet of what we do should be respectful of that goal.
Yeah. And are you using any form of AI at the moment. Have you tried any?
So I know our designers use AI to help with extending photos. So we work in a lot of different specs. So AI is great at helping fulfill those specs. So if you have a portrait photo, you can extend it for a different sort of maybe a square spec or something like that. So we're using it in that sense. I think like most people, we're using Copilot to help streamline our sort of more administrative backbone. That's where we're sort of at the moment. We've worked with partner agencies on video ads that I know have used little bits of generative AI. We are currently in the process of how that works, how much we want to be using. We want to use as little as possible, of course, because of the impact on the environment. But of course, this is also how we're going to keep up and stand out with our marketing. Okay. So we can't ignore it.
Yeah, cool. So what's the next campaign for you?
We are currently working on a summer campaign. So this is a campaign to get people out and about this summer. There are so many great locations that people can visit on our networks. We go as far as Eastbourne and all the way up to Reigate and Guildford and out to Worthing on Metrobus. So there's lots of places that people can go and see, lots of hidden gems that they might not know about. So this is all about showing people of the adventures they can have by bus this summer.
It's beautiful and it's historical, and get out and about and use the electric buses, sustainable.
Yeah, and also you've got the coaster routes as well along the seafront all the way to Eastbourne. If you go past Seven Sisters and the Down, you've got the Downs on the left and the sea on the right. It's
so beautiful.
Yeah, it's been many times voted one of the most, the 12 has been one of the most beautiful routes.
Look, you're getting it in there.
Yeah.
Visit Brighton, everybody. Michael says visit Brighton and go on one of his buses.
Well, if you're outside of Brighton, visit Brighton. If you're inside of Brighton, visit outside of Brighton.
Get them on those buses. Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.